The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program is sponsored by the Psalm 127 Fund.
For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Zion's sake, I'll not hold my peace.
Welcome to For Zion's Sake. Isaiah 62:1 is taken directly out of the Hebrew Scriptures when the prophet Isaiah declared, "For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not keep quiet, until her righteousness goes forth like brightness, and her salvation like a torch that is burning." Your hosts for the program are Shelley and June Volk, Jewish believers burdened to see Jew and Gentile become one. Believers strengthened in their faith and for their Jewish kinsmen to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God.
Bless the Lord. Good evening to you and welcome to For Zion's Sake. We thank you for joining us. We're the Volks. My name is Shelley.
And my name is June. Hi, everyone.
It's a blessing to begin a new week of broadcasting with you. And perhaps there's a double edge to the title that we're using this week. Number one is drifting. If we're drifting away from the Lord, from His Word, what we hear and read, there is a remedy for that, and that is to take heed to what we hear and read.
In His Word.
In His Word, definitely. I'd like to read from the New King James Version, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Hebrews 2, verse 1. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. So that sums up what we're going to be talking about this week. This is the first verse in chapter 2. So it has specific reference to what was said in chapter 1. And Hebrews chapter 1 is a glorious chapter about the sovereignty of God and how much greater His Son Jesus is than the angels. For example, if you look back at chapter 1, verse 5, we read these words, "For to which of the angels did he ever say, 'You are my son, today I have begotten you'? And again, 'I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son.'" In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13, "But to which of the angels has he ever said, 'Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool?'" It's a beautiful chapter, and we encourage you to read it. But chapter 2 says, take heed that you don't drift away from the word. Let's read again chapter 2, not just verse 1, but the first four verses.
Junie? And I'd like to read, before you read the four verses, just verse 2:1 of Hebrews in the Amplified, because what you read in chapter 1, it says it all in the Amplified version of chapter 2, verse 1 of Hebrews, to give heed, to be careful. For this reason, that is, because of God's final revelation in His Son Jesus, and because of Jesus's superiority to the angels, we must pay much closer attention than ever to the things we have heard, so that we do not in any way drift away from truth. Mm-hmm. And we really see today, Shelley, how many people we know and love are drifting away, and they have no idea.
Really?
And even if you or I try to warn them, they don't take heed, because they think it's just our opinion,
really,
versus the clarity of God's word, with how we ought to walk with God.
Right, Junie, it makes me think that this is not a novel we're reading. We're reading the words of life, words that God has given us, and we're called to live that way. So if we don't take heed, let's look at the first four verses in Hebrews 2. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. Powerful. So if we don't take heed to the things we've heard, if we don't pay attention to the word of the Lord, we risk the possibility of drifting away. And drifting, I don't believe, is rejecting the Lord. It really is neglecting him. This is a word for today. You know, we can make provision if we want to hear music. We make provision if we want to hear the news. We make provision if we want to hear a sporting event. Do we make provision to hear or read the word of God? With all things going on in the world and in this country today, we definitely need to take heed to the word of God. You know, you recall John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Junie, the Bible is the Word of God. Sometimes we drift away from even that thought.
And there's a question we need to ask ourselves, and our listeners need to ask themselves. Do we love God's commandments, or are they burdensome to us?
Really?
Are they legalistic? And the world today gives license to things that God's word is very clear of how we ought to live.
Amen.
So this message on drifting, take heed, is for you and me and for every listener to really consider if we have taken heed and if we love the Lord's commandments or if they're burdensome to
us, Lord,
because we have a hurt or a desire or rejection of something that we'll have nothing to do with anymore.
Amen, amen. So we can get so caught up in worldly affairs or what this one is saying and what that one is saying, but are we taking heed to what the Spirit within us is saying? Take heed is more than listening. It means to be aware, to pay attention, to regard. It's more than just listening. And drifting in the Hebrew and the Greek means to slip away, to drift, to flow by, to carelessly pass by. In the dictionary definition, we see it means glide by, to pass by without special intention. Drifting is very subtle, it's very silent, it's very deceptive, and it lulls us into a dangerous position. It's a spiritual condition. It's the spirit of this age. During COVID-19, there was a real separation from meetings, from going to church, to having Bible studies, and it changed the lifestyles of many people. There was no fellowship or lack of Bible study. There was a drifting away, whether we liked it or not, but we need to end the drifting and stop the drifting and take heed to what we read and what we hear the Lord say.
And as you and I have been experiencing, Shelley, the Lord is really after the little foxes,
yes,
the small daily things that spoil the vine.
Mm.
And we are the vine. You know,
yes,
he is the vine. We are the branches. So if something spoils the vine, it's God's life in us that's being compromised.
Yes.
Whether it's in a lifestyle, whether it's in our vernacular, using words that are not holy, whether it's how we're living, which is not holy, whether we've compromised with the world, and the things of the world, or the dictates of the government that make things legal that are against the Lord, his commandments, and his heart, and his word, which is not legalistic, but he loves us and wants us to be with him through eternity.
Let's look at Matthew 24, verses 37 to 39. The word says, "But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be." So we need to be careful and not drift away from the word of God, especially as things get worse in the world. We must take heed. So in Hebrews 2, we find an admonition or command, take heed to the things we have heard. We see in other admonitions in Hebrews. For example, in Hebrews 3:1, the word says, "Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus." We cannot forget who he is and the words that he speaks. If we drift away from what we have heard, we will not be able to consider Jesus as we should, and we will not run with endurance the race that has been set before us. It's the word of God should be the very essence of our life. It needs to be the rock that we rely on. It's him and his word. It's the ingested word, the engrafted word, now more than ever before. Again, I really want to go back to read Hebrews 2 because it's so important. "Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For the word spoken through angels prove steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward. How shall we escape if we neglect such a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him?"
And Shelley, that has to do with our heart, because if our heart grows hard, we might not even realize it or know it.
If there's
unforgiveness in us, we might not realize it or know it. And that's how we drift in everyday life.
And we need to realize drifting is so subtle and so gentle. So let's pray, Junie. Let's ask for to lay a foundation in this week that we and the people listening will really take heed.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for who you are and how powerful your word is. Lord, we ask that anybody who can seriously think, if they've been drifting away, it's time to turn around and take heed to the word of God. "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God."
And Lord, let there be no compromise in our heart and life.
Yes.
In Yeshua's holy name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
For Zion's sake.
Thank you for joining us this evening. If you would like to get in touch with Shelley and June, you can write to them at P.O. Box 1784, Scottsdale, Arizona 85252. That's P.O. Box 1784, Scottsdale, Arizona 85252. And you can also contact them on their website, ShelleyandJuneVolk.com. That's ShelleyandJuneVolk.com. Until next time, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This program was sponsored by the Psalm 127 Fund.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.